Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm no tech genius, but I knew if I wanted my business to crush it, I needed a website now. Thankfully, Bluehost made it easy. I customized, optimized, and monetized everything exactly how I wanted with AI. In minutes, my site was up. I couldn't believe it. The search engine tools even helped me get more site visitors. Whatever your passion project is, you can set it up with Bluehost. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, what have you got to lose? Head to Bluehost.com to start now.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Good morning, 7:03. Man, it's gorgeous this morning. It's a little warm and sticky, but the beautiful skies, clear skies right now. It's going to be sunny, hot, ready to get to the mid-90s by later this afternoon. Our top story this morning, we've got more severe weather in the pipeline, just over the horizon.
Yeah, here it comes, and it'll be hot, clear, and humid today, but tonight, watch out.
Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff expects rain and plenty of it before tomorrow morning.
We got big weather changes on the way here across North Texas, a cold front and a threat for some severe storms. So definitely want to stay weather aware late this evening through early tomorrow morning.
Meanwhile, in Sanger, there was a big problem yesterday. Damage surveys will continue in Denton County. High winds and hail left a path of destruction on Sunday night. Despite all that, Russell Scott reports there was one tiny bright spot.
A 79-year-old woman was killed when her RV rolled over at the Sanger KOA Journey RV Park, where she lived with her dog. Then Monday afternoon, a small bright spot. That dog began whimpering. It had been trapped in the RV. Jack Thompson was there to help with cleanup. He got in and rescued the dog.
Everything's literally been turned upside down, so just that it can now have somewhere to be fed again.
Residents told me Sunday's weather and the 80-mile-an-hour winds seemed to come out of nowhere. That same storm moved into Collin County. It rocked neighborhoods in Anna, where golf ball-sized hail damaged roofs and cars. From the 24-hour news center, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
You're listening to the KRLD Morning News. I'm Joe Kelly, live at the Milestone Plumbing, AC and Electric 24-hour breaking news center. Now, fewer commercial breaks every morning. This is your nonstop news, traffic, and weather 20-minute morning briefing on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens. A shocking crime in Arlington, where a killer remains on the run, leaving a woman to die in her own backyard.
The family of the woman called police to a home in a neighborhood southwest of I-30 and Cooper. When officers arrived, they found the woman who had been stabbed several times. She was rushed to the hospital where she later died. Tim Siesco with the Arlington Police Department says they don't think there is an increased danger to the community along Shortleaf Pine Drive.
We're still in kind of the early stages of this investigation, trying to figure out exactly what happened. But based on our preliminary investigation, our detectives are fairly confident that this was not a random attack.
Anyone with information is asked to call Arlington Police. The Tarrant County Medical Examiner is also investigating. From the 24-hour news center, Eric Bushman, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
He was convicted of killing his ex-girlfriend and burying her under his house in Fort Worth. Now he learns his ultimate fate.
A Tarrant County jury found Valerian Osteen guilty of murdering Marissa Grimes back in 2022. The medical examiner testified that she had been beaten to death before being buried in a small crawl space underneath Osteen's house. Grimes and Osteen had dated on and off for a couple of years, but she finally broke it off after Osteen was arrested for abusing her. Grimes' family had convinced her to move to West Texas, but before she did, she stopped by Osteen's place. Osteen testified that Grimes was killed by an acquaintance of theirs, who was both drunk and high at the time. The jury didn't buy that and not only found Osteen guilty of murder, but sentenced him to death. From the 24-hour news center, Austin York, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
One of the best academic school districts in North Texas is still facing a budget gap of about $8 million, meaning there's a chance a successful school might close and two others might be merged.
Coppell Interim Superintendent Doug Williams certainly does not want to see schools close or merge.
I am convinced that this district cannot be in contraction mode.
Even so, Williams says they have to figure out a way to get more students in order to increase revenues. Over Coppell's 18 campuses, there are 1,200 empty seats. School board is considering closing Town Center Elementary and merging New Tech High School's 200 students into Coppell High School, which has 4,000 students. There will be a town hall meeting for parents next week. From the 24-Hour News Center, Kurt Lewis, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
An official still piecing together why hundreds of flights were grounded Friday in North Texas. The chaos at DFW and Love Field started when fiber optic lines were accidentally cut in Argyle. And the FAA is pointing at Frontier Communications and its contractors while also criticizing L3Harris for not making sure that system backups worked. L3Harris is pushing blame back, saying the government hasn't funded long overdue upgrades. Aviation expert Steve Cosgrove had his own flight delayed on Friday and tells NBC5 there was a huge ripple effect.
Res, operations, scheduling, the gate agents, the flight attendants, the pilots. You ended up with crews scattered all over the place.
Now, the FAA agrees modernization is urgent, but there is no quick fix in sight.
Now, the top three things you need to know.
Kenvue, it's a company that makes Tylenol. They're pushing back on the claim that the Trump administration made, saying that their over-the-counter pain relievers are responsible for rising autism rates. They say that no credible evidence links the drug to the neurodevelopmental condition. Secret Service says it discovered a cache of devices, more than 100,000 SIM cards and 300 servers in New York that could have disrupted the cellular network ahead of the UN General Assembly, which kicks off today. President Trump addresses the General Assembly at 9 o'clock Texas time. KRLD is tracking a cold front tonight that could bring strong storms into North Texas. Dan Brunoff says hail, damaging winds, flooding, even a brief tornado are all on the table.
Hear the top three things you need to know every 15 minutes, all day, on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Hi, this is David Rankin. When I get up in the morning, I rely on the...
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm no tech genius, but I knew if I wanted my business to crush it, I needed a website now. Thankfully, Bluehost made it easy. I customized, optimized, and monetized everything exactly how I wanted with AI. In minutes, my site was up. I couldn't believe it. The search engine tools even helped me get more site visitors. Whatever your passion project is, you can set it up with Bluehost. With their 30-day money-back guarantee, what have you got to lose? Head to Bluehost.com to start now.
20-minute morning briefing to get all of the day's essentials. It's chock full of information with no commercials. And for a wrap on the news of the day, join Kristen Diaz and me this afternoon on the KRLD Afternoon News right here on News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Because you've got a life and we got the headlines. It's our 20-minute morning briefing. It begins right now at 7:23. I'm Joe Kelly on DFW's only all-news morning show.
23 after 7, I'm John Little.
And I'm Heather Behrens. It feels like it's back to the drawing board for the Cowboys. After the whipping at the hands of Chicago on Sunday, head coach Brian Schottenheimer says changes are coming to a defensive unit that's given up more than 30 points a game.
Had good meetings. We've talked through things. We're changing up things. Not going to get into what those things are to improve it and make it better from the way we meet, from the way we're game planning, all that stuff.
I mean a defensive unit. We're on the defense. The Cowboys host the Packers on Sunday night in Micah Parsons' return to Arlington. That'd be kind of neat.
Yeah, it's going to be fun for somebody.
Yeah, right.
It'll be fun to watch.
Somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Probably not us. 724, we are the station in DFW for market and business updates. Our KRLD business analyst, David Johnson.
Yeah, we wish him a lot of luck. I guess saying break a leg would not be appropriate.
No, probably not.
It's more theatrical.
Yeah.
Yes.
The stock market right now. Let me give you the most meaningless figures you're going to hear all day. If the Dow opened right now, we'd be up 46 points. The NASDAQ would be unchanged. To the S&P average unchanged. I say that because, I mean, just look at yesterday. Yesterday, everything was lower. There were maybe twice as many stocks down as up. And by the end of the day, we'd sort of clawed our way back, and we had fresh all-time highs in the Dow, the NASDAQ, and the S&P. It was not a big, broad gain, but it was a gain nonetheless. It's just this is a tough market to predict right now. We're sitting here at fresh all-time highs on all of the averages. We're seeing money just absolutely pour into gold. And it's up another $38 an ounce today, $38.12. And it's spilling over into silver and other stocks. Now, we know what to watch. Today at 10:30 this morning, Jay Powell, the chairman of the Fed, gives his economic outlook to, of all people, the Providence Chamber of Commerce.
Oh,
yeah, well, but if he wants to make a statement, it's a good place to make a statement. And, Joe, you remember you and I saw him at the Dallas Regional Chamber.
Fair Park.
And he chose that occasion to make a statement and send a message out. So we'll be watching that very closely. Meanwhile, everybody's still talking and trying to handicap this announcement from yesterday. NVIDIA investing up to $100 billion into the artificial intelligence startup systems and through OpenAI. Now, initially, and for a while, I mean, NVIDIA rallied on that news because it's a big deal. But now the fallout. How much power is it going to take to do all this stuff? Well, we're beginning to get some figures. Maybe the equivalent of 4 Hoover dams. It would take the electricity that would be used to power 7 million homes, roughly the size of Manhattan. How can you do that? Well, there's a lot of spillover activity. We saw yesterday a local company, Vistra Energy, the old Texas utilities, take off because they ought to be a beneficiary from that. But it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out. Crude's up 77 cents, $62.67. Gold's up $35, another $35. And interest rates are down a little bit, 4.13% on the 10-year. David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Thank you, David. It's now 7:27 on the KRLD Morning News.
Well, Tarrant County Commissioners vote to lower next year's property tax rate as a saga comes to a conclusion.
Last week's vote had to be postponed because commissioners did not have a quorum. One commissioner said she was staying away to block the vote because the new lower tax rate would negatively impact county services. Commissioner Roderick Miles says he missed last week's meeting because he was sick. He showed up at this meeting to vote no.
Lowering taxes can be a worthy goal. When it's without regard for needs and without regard for people, it ceases to be responsible.
Commissioner Manny Ramirez says the county is meeting the needs for services with the budget.
There are more actual dollars going into the community in this budget than we're going to go in under the previous tax rate.
The new tax rate will save the average homeowner about $4 on their annual property tax bill. From the 24-Hour News Center, Stephen Pickering, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores.
Fast, friendly, clean.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Ever watch your pet sleep and wonder what they're dreaming about? Maybe it's them chasing a ball on a grassy field next to your new duplex, or catching the frisbee in front of your single-family home. Or perhaps they're zooming around the kitchen of your open-concept condo. Whatever their dream setting looks like, you can rest assured that you'll find the most pet-friendly rental listings on Apartments.com. The place to find a pet-friendly place.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.